Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette snowplow crews prepared for winter with new storage facility and expanded service. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. With the arrival of October, Gillette's first snowfall is just around the corner, and the city's snowplow crews are fully prepared. Scott Oslin, manager of the Streets Division, and Public Works Director Solly Wild recently showcased the city's new materials storage building to the city council. According to the Gillette News Record, the updated facility allows plow drivers to hit the streets faster by keeping materials dry and preloaded in heated trucks ready to go as soon as snow falls. The new building can store 4,000 tons of material, three times more than the previous structure. Wild says the city will continue last year's focus on planning subdivisions and bike paths, a service that saw positive feedback. With 16 drivers split across two shifts and additional support from parks employees, Wild assured residents, "We are prepared and ready to go." University of Wyoming forfeits volleyball match over transgender athlete controversy. The University of Wyoming has decided to forfeit its upcoming women's volleyball match against San Jose State University, which was scheduled for October 5th. According to Cowboy State Daily, this decision follows pressure from state lawmakers, including Senator Sherry Steinmetz of Lingle, who urged UW to withdraw due to the presence of a transgender athlete on the San Jose State team. UW initially planned to play the match, but reversed course after a lengthy discussion, according to a statement from UW spokesman Chad Baldwin. The Mountain West Conference will record the forfeit as a loss for Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon and U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman have voiced their support for UW's decision, emphasizing the importance of fairness in women's sports. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.